Nerdalogs member Steve Perch, everybody. It's his birthday in 2 days.
All right. So the theme for the month is sport, not sports. I don't think I have a particular reason for going with sport rather than sports, but sport as a word is kind of in the cultural zeitgeist the past couple months, because Mitt Romney, when asked about sports, talked about how much he likes sport. And he loves NASCAR. A lot of his friends are NASCAR team owners. That's not, I wish that were a joke. That was his actual answer. He likes NASCAR because a lot of his friends own NASCAR teams. So it was pretty fitting with Mitt Romney that he talks about sport. I associate the concept of sport with sportsmanship. So sportsmanship is kind of an emphasis of the rules and honor and perhaps a higher calling above the actual outcome of the contest. And you could kind of see that in the way Mitt Romney was handling the debates. He was really concerned about the rules, and perhaps overly so. He looked like a jerk trying to nitpick on all the rules. But it makes sense that Romney cares so much about that. I associate that idea of sportsmanship and the honor associated with it with kind of a privileged class. If you think about the rich people sports, fencing. there's so much procedure and honor. There are other rich people sports. Sailing is a rich person sport. NASCAR, if you own the team, is a rich person sport. There's so much honor and procedure associated with those sports. Now, myself, my most formative sports experience was on the wrestling team in high school. And I actually won the sportsmanship award for my team my sophomore year. Oh, thank you. See, when I heard about it, I thought it was a euphemism for the best loser. the year I won it, I actually did have a winning record, so... but barely. 17-16. Not very good. But so in wrestling, there's also this concept of sportsmanship and honor. It's kind of fuzzy with these combat sports. Basically, sports like boxing, wrestling, fencing, sports that are essentially fighting, fighting with rules. So the big idea is basically putting your opponent in as much pain and discomfort as possible within the rules, so that you win. And with wrestling, it's kind of a gray area. Like, for me, I thought, because I was so skinny, that I could press my protruding hips into my opponent. Because you're supposed to do that in wrestling. You're supposed to put as much weight on your opponent as possible with your hips. And just because my hips protruded and jabbed into their back, and... Now, if you were to take your thumb or a finger and stick it in their ribs, that's kids fighting stuff. That's bad sportsmanship. But really, that's kind of an arbitrary rule. Football is having similar issues right now with what's a legal defensive hit. Can you hit someone in the head? And it's really a gray area as to how hard can you hit someone on a football field and still be legal. And NFL defensive players are really upset about this right now. And we saw this playing out in an odd way with the replacement ref situation. For 3 weeks, the NFL union refs were locked out of the games. They wanted more pay, a couple other things, and for 3 weeks there were replacement refs, and the games were terrible. Yeah. Like, as soon as the replacement refs came in and the players saw that the rules weren't being fairly enforced, all the rules pretty much went out the window. And I thought that was really illustrative of the way people react when rules start to slip away. Like, if we see a couple rules get ignored, we will start to ignore all rules. Just look at the way people act on Black Friday. There are rules. They're not written down rules, but we have scripts and rules in our heads about the way you behave at a store. Around people. But when it's Black Friday, and one rule gets broken, all of a sudden we are a mob of wildebeests. It's the Lion King, and we will trample anything to get to whatever is on sale. Nerdlogs did a show this summer about the apocalypse called The Skywalking Dead, and we talked a lot about what would it be like in the apocalypse, what weapons would you rely on in the apocalypse, what would you do when the rules start to slip away. And in the apocalypse, the rules probably go away really quickly, and we think, okay, I would want a shotgun. I think Joe Gennaro talked about how it was a shotgun and a crowbar were his go-to things. I think about those things sometimes. Does anyone think about what they would do if the rules started to slip away? Mm-hmm. See, I ran into a situation where the rules slipped away from me about a month ago. I was bicycling late at night, like 10 o'clock, to an improv show. And I got to a red light. I stopped. I thought about going through the red light because bicyclists in Chicago, we run red lights. We break those rules sometimes. I decided not to because it looked like there were a couple of cars coming. And then all of a sudden I heard a really loud horn directly behind me because someone wanted me to run the red light so they could turn right on red. So they're honking as loud as they can, just laying on the horn and yelling, "Move!" And I just look, turn around, and I think, "No!" I just yell, "No!" There's cross traffic coming at me. And I see this guy who's yelling at me. He looks to be 200 pounds. He looks like he works out. He is pissed. When I yell, "No!" he opens his car door, and I think, "Oh, the rules are going out the window. The rules are going out the window." And my mind goes to, what do I do when the rules go out the window? It's not the zombie apocalypse. I don't have a shotgun and a crowbar. But I do have what I think of when the rules go out the window, which is my UWOP. I don't want to use this. But when a guy who appears to be much larger than me opens his car door because I didn't run a red light, because the rules are going out the window, I think, well, if the rules are going out the window, what can I do? What can I do? So I'm straddling my bike at the red light. He's 6 feet away from me. He's opened his car door. I don't want to try to pull out my U-lock to bash his head in. That would be terrible. I would probably miss. I'm going to get my ass kicked for not running a red light. So I try to appeal to rules one more time and yell, "It's a red light! There are rules!" I don't say there are rules. I just yell, "It's a